Our next two guests created, write, and star in two current TV shows, Southside on Comedy Central and Sherman Showcase, which is a spoof of variety shows like Soul Train, and their new hour-long Black History Month Spectacular is out this weekend for Juneteenth on AMC and IFC. Bashir Salahuddin and Diallo Riddle are on the phone. Hello.
Hey, hey, hey.
How's it going?
How's it going, phone.
I literally put on a tux. I didn't know it was just...
Well, I guess, yeah, the phone slash Zoom slash, I don't know, the interwebs through Wi-Fi. Joining us through Wi-Fi. That's what we should be saying. Bashir, I know you filmed this Juneteenth special a while ago, but it seems like it's responding to the news right now.
It makes it seem like we were totally planning this, but, you know, this is one of those times where, luckily for us, the universe kind of caught up to us.
And what's funny is that by writing things that we thought were funny and relevant to what we just happened to be talking about, it seemed like we were able to hit a lot of things before other people were able to get to them. We were able to do something about kente cloth. Now, that was not because we knew that, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer were going to wear kente cloth last week. Kente cloth is something that Bashir and I were both raised around. We both had these very socially conscious families. And if you grow up in these socially conscious families, especially if you're Black, you know what kente cloth is.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's from Africa. It's from West Africa. I mean, everything is from Africa at some point. So it almost feels silly to say that. But, you know, but it is a very uniquely African American. It's at the core mm-hmm. of a uniquely African American tradition. It's at the core of our celebrations. And it's at the core of even our graduation ceremonies. You'll see a lot of Black kids wearing kente cloth stoles. And so it's kind of like one of those things you just grow up with and you don't put much thought into it. And I think now I'm actually giving it more thought and you know, having to be a little more present, because I didn't even appreciate what this gift was that my parents were giving us and saying, hey, this mm-hmm. is something for you.
It's like piano lessons. You don't appreciate them at the time.
You hate them at the time.
Until you become the drunk guy at the party who can kind of play songs a little bit. And everybody's like, that guy's kind of decent.
You two have known each other for decades, right? How did you meet?
We met in an a cappella group. We were at Harvard together and we were singing together. And then eventually we figured out we thought some of the same stuff was funny. So that's how we ended up working in this crazy entertainment field together.
I have to ask what a cappella group, because I was at Yale. I was in a cappella group at Yale. Nice. So
first off, now we know you're cool.
Yeah, that's right. A cappella club, coolest club in the world.
Exactly. Anybody who's been inundated, you know, while they were trying to study with the, you know, a cappella interruption in class where they all run into the room sing you some sweet sounds while you're trying to focus on other things.
Everyone always loves it.
Yeah, they always love it. But no, but we were in a group called Brothers, which was actually a subgroup of the Harvard Black University choir, which is called the Kumba Singers.
Kumba Singers.
We were like the bad kids. We were like this offshoot. And we weren't singing like gospel hymns and like soul rhythms. We were trying to sing like R&B and like do like Jodeci stuff.
Right.
But wait, I have to ask now. So what a cappella group for you at Yale?
Well, I was in the Spizwinks, and then I was in the Whiff and Poofs my senior year.
The Whiff, I was going to say, that's the only one that that's the one I remember. And right. We had a really good friend of ours who was Crocodillo. So there you go.
Good old Crocodillos.
The
Crocodillos. And what's the other? The Din and Tonics is the other one.
The
that
Din
I
and Tonics, which got me drinking gin and tonics because I wanted to see what all the hubbub was about. And you can just blame that a cappella group for my crippling, you know, alcohol addiction. There you go.
That's what I blame it on. By the way, Jonathan, am I correct in saying, I just realized this, I think you wrote one of my favorite songs of all time. Did you write Alive?
Still Alive, yeah. At the end of the Portal song.
Portal. Yeah. Dude, not only do I love that song, but we saw you. I came to your concert. I want to say it was at one of the comedy festivals. I want to say Aspen, HBO,
Aspen.
years ago.
We saw you there. You're absolutely great, dude.
Oh, thank you very much.
I was like, this name looks so familiar.
Did you actually also think there could be two? I mean, it's possible.
I just the issue is that I'm so wrong about stuff in life. And my worst one is when I actually see celebrities in real life, because I have a pretty much 98% track record of saying, hey, aren't you? And then being wrong about who that is.
Like the day I was like, oh, Julia Stiles. And she was like, I'm Claire Danes. And I was like, whatever. Yeah, that one. Well, we have a music parody game for you.
Oh, here we go.
This game is called Needle Drops. And it's about songs that are famously associated with movies.
We rewrote popular songs to make them about the movie scenes that they are featured in. So there are three ways you can earn a point. You can tell me the movie I'm singing about. the song or artist I'm parodying, or you could just recommend a movie would be fine if you don't know the answers to any of those others.
Okay.
And you're competing against each other, so we're going to go back and forth, starting with Diallo.
All right.
This one's for you. Here we go.
Okay.
Some say that you and I, we don't have that much chemistry. Even so, I still owe. After all, you took a bullet for me. So I am stopping this plane.
And she sure did.
Am stopping this plane.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
The Bodyguard, Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Yeah, absolutely correct. Yeah. You got them all.
By the way, my mother would disagree with you. She thought that they had fantastic chemistry.
That's right.
All right, Bashir, this one is for you.
Let's do it.
Russell's coming down from tripping. As the bus rolls down the highway. We were pissed, but now we're singing. It was a golden god today.
Well, the movie is Almost Famous.
Yep. That is correct.
You were parodying Elton John's Tiny Dancer.
Yeah, absolutely.
And is that everything I need to say? Is there
anything
else?
That's everything.
I'm a golden guy. Great movie.
Good job.
All right, Diallo, this one is for you.
Okay.
Five kids get dropped off at school, but it's a Saturday weekend detention, baby. Each has a story to tell. They write an essay and they get along well, but they don't look like teenagers to me. No, 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 no. They look at least 23.
I was hoping you were going to do something. When you walk on by.
I'm tempted to go all the way through.
Don't Forget About Me by The Simple Minds, The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, exactly right. You guys are killing this game.
I thought Anthony, what's his name? Anthony Michael Hall. He looked the right age.
Yeah, right.
But Judd Hirsch looks like he's about 30. Judd Nelson, excuse me. Judd Hirsch. By the way, Judd Hirsch also looks old in the movie. But Judd Nelson, it's like, why is Judd Hirsch
all
here?
The Judds. All the Judds.
Winona Judd.
Ashley.
Yeah. I looked it up, and Anthony Michael Hall was 17 at the time.
Oh, there you go.
And Judd Nelson was 26. He was 26.
Wow.
All right, Bashir, here is one for you.
Let's rock and roll. Let's go.
Here comes some soul.
I love
soul.
Your enthusiasm. Here we go. Does this count as stalking? Maybe so. It's a risky move. This teen tableau. I got this boombox. It's 3 feet wide. Wake up, I'm standing outside.
Okay, it's Peter Gabriel. All my instincts, they return. I know the song is, by the way, I know the movie is Say Anything, but I want to get this right. Peter Gabriel song title.
Yeah.
It's at the inside. It's not Don't Give Up, is it? No.
Next line. The next line is the chorus.
In your eyes.
Yeah.
I knew it was in there.
In the Peter Gabriel, Phil Collins Genesis divide, I think I'm going to go with Phil Collins. I'm gonna be the outlier.
Wow.
You're wrong, because Peter Gabriel is a much more incredible.
No, as a kid, I thought his song Big Time, like it was just, I thought Big Time was an amazing song.
You didn't like Sledgehammer?
You know, Sledgehammer got played out to me. It was on MTV every 2 seconds.
It had the claymation.
Listen to it now, because you know what? It stands.
No, listen. I love Peter Gabriel, but I will say Phil Collins with like songs like Easy Lover. And Billy, don't you lose my number?
Susu Studio.
I mean, like the man was a machine.
She was a hit machine.
Susu Studio.
He did the song. He did the song with the guy from Earth, Wind & Fire.
That's right.
Easy Lover, Philip Bailey.
That's right.
Oh God, such a great. Everybody wants to hold on. You know, that was a good song.
All right, you guys. We have two questions left. This one is for you, Diallo.
Uh oh.
All right. Quill puts his headphones on his head, presses play, and he dances around while he kicks a bunch of aliens. He prefers Star-Lord. He prefers Star-Lord.
Okay, the movie is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, right? Yes it is.
Come and Get Your Love is the name of the song.
Yeah.
The group is Native American. A lot of people don't realize that. Native what? American yes. group.
Nice.
But I am blanking on the name of the group.
I did not. This is one of those songs that I know this song, but I've never known who it was by. And the answer is Redbone.
Ah, man, I guess I'm down 1 point.
All right, this is the last question. It's for you, Bashir.
Sure has to get all three to win.
Let's go, let's go.
That's right.
Here we go. Baby, if you make it to the credits and way past you two, you get to hear the song that I wrote, yeah, from the film that Val Kilmer did. The suit nipples hidden this time.
Well, I know the song is Kiss from a Rose by Seal. My brain is going Batman Returns, but that doesn't feel right.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. It is Batman Forever.
Yep.
Which means that you are tied.
You know, we've known each other for 25 years. We actually have the same birthday, which we didn't know forever because we were in school together and we have summer birthdays. So we didn't really know that we had the same birthday. We just had to share so much.
Kiss from a Rose is not an appropriate song for a Batman movie. So it is not inherent and it's not intuitive. I love Seal. Right. So I think I should get half credit for that.
No, I don't think so.
In our remote versions, we let people talk us into points. So, yeah, for sure.
Wait, no. Since you guys are revealing rules at this late game? This is a racket.
I know. It's a quiz show all over again.
Yeah, like I watch Wait, Don't Tell Me. I'm like, no, come on, man.
Bashir Diallo, thank you so much for joining us. It was a complete delight.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you. I like playing games. This has been so much fun.
That's Bashir Salahuddin and Diallo Riddle, and their new Sherman Showcase Black History Month Spectacular is out Juneteenth on IFC. Coming up, two very good friends of the show are back for more. Songwriters and composers for Disney's Frozen, Kristen and Robert Lopez, will venture into the unknown. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.